wants to be with me. Sometimes people get depressed, especially there are some young people that even go and grab some bad habits just to be part of a group. There's a lot of pressure. So my ask to the adults here, not the young ones, just the adults. Have you ever going through a period in your life that you realize that maybe I'm not good enough for anything? Or let's go to the positive side now. Have you been in a situation when people start treating you like there is something extraordinary going on in your life because they are extremely nice to you? They treat you as a VIP. People are opening the door. People are asking, do you want some more? You know, you say, what is going on? You realize somebody is treating you beyond what you expect about yourself. This Bible text, I believe that everyone should have this mark in your Bible. Because this is a mirror that God put in the Bible for you to look at and to realize who you are. So God helps you to say, but you are a chosen generation. You are selected. You are special. Why? Because you are royal, royalty. You are holy. And you know by now, I have mentioned this many times, out there in the world, they have a complete messed up concept of what holiness is all about. What was yesterday? Trick question. What was yesterday? 4th July, and 4th July is? Yeah, you didn't fall for the trick. I was hoping that one of you would say, a holiday. There is nothing holy about 4th of July. Only day holy is the Sabbath. Okay, why? Because God claims ownership, special ownership. So everything that the Bible mentions as holy, it is clearly God saying, it is mine, or I am with this person. So we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, so God in us make us holy. When God leaves us, because we push God out, not because he leaves our hearts, we push him out, then there's no more holiness in us. And what is the opposite of holiness? Is when you're messed up, you're unclean, and that's what it is. And so it continued by saying, his own special people. The own here is in relation to holy as well. He claims you, therefore, you are his, and because you are his, you are holy. That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness. Darkness here in this sense means brought you from nothing into life. If you look in Genesis chapter 1, when it's talking about the creation, the first thing that it tells us is about light. Light came in, because that's what a symbol of life as well. In Portuguese, we say when a lady gives birth, we say she gave light. Deu a luz, gave light. And that's light is a symbol of life. The same thing here, it says, he called them out of nothing and brought them into life. And then you know right now why I capitalize his marvelous light. Do you know why I capitalize that? Anybody has any hint why is that capitalized? By the way, I did that. And why in that color? To tell you that this is Jesus Christ himself. That's what John chapter 1, when he says, he is the light. All right, so he called us from nothing into life himself. And that's what it is. Now, the topic for today, today's message, it is about God's VIP. What is a VIP? Very important person, right? let's look into something here. I like this picture. We put this picture together with quite a few. And this is like Jesus saying, these are my VIP, those that are coming to me. Here they are, okay? What is a VIP? According to the world, it's like my sister was saying, very important person, all right? Maybe because that person is powerful or wealthy or just famous. Many times because a person has a lot of money, people treat them like they are better than everybody else. And sometimes in the foolishness of life, they start to believe that they are better than everybody else. And sometimes they mistreat others just because they have less than them. And they become, I'm VIP. Not really. According to the, you know, the first one is according to the world. The second one is according to the word. God's VIPs are those who place God's will above everything. How much? Everything that the world may offer. No exception. Now, it is not about wealth, power, or social standing. Instead, it's about divine qualities and actions. That's what defines a true VIP on the eyes of God. What does it mean to be a VIP in God's eyes? What it says there? Is it talk about you? Think for a moment. Are you a VIP? What about that? Do you bring all your challenges into the foot of the cross and obtain victory by doing so? Are you always willing to provide, to give, to share with your presence, with everything that you have? Are you really a VIP? Ask yourself this question. The Bible says that they are chosen and loved. Being a VIP in God's eyes means recognize that you are chosen. You are selected for a purpose. Not because you are entitled to, but because God has a plan to you. Loved. By the way, the Bible love, I mean the in the Bible, the word love refers to God. So when it says you are loved, means God is in you. God claims you as His. And have a specific purpose in God's plan. That's why you're chosen for. Now, living out God's will. This involves having what? A vision. There's the V. For your life. Acting with integrity. That's the I. And allow God's presence, that's the P, to guide your mind and all your actions, then you are a VIP in God's eyes. Influencing others. Everything that a God gives to us is never for us to keep. Let me say this again. Every single thing that God gives to us is never for us with intent to grab in a selfish way, keep only for ourselves. Everything that God gives to us is with the intent for us to reach out. No human is on an island, okay? God's VIPs will surely make a transforming impact on the lives of others through their words and actions, being the same person inside and outside. Are you a VIP when you come to church? Are you a VIP when you have an annoying neighbor? Or when somebody drives fast and cut you off? Are you still a VIP? Please, I hope the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Vision, integrity, and what? If you commit to anything but you do not stay committed, your commitment means nothing. You're deceiving yourself. It's very important for us always to persevere in every commitment that we make in order to be having a true vision. Having a vision, integrity, and perseverance, guided by God's will, of course, are vital. The word vital comes from vita in Latin, which means life. All right? So is a life. Is a vital characteristics of God's VIP. Now, vision. It says here, for where there is no vision, what happens? This is the King James Version. There is another version I'm going to show here that says a little bit different. Where there is no guidance, but in this case, where there is no vision, the people perish. So it's very important. Having vision means to see what can be done, what ought to be done, and how to get it done. Notice that in your statement here, we say, have a vision is to tell somebody what has to be done, or wait for somebody else to do what it needs to be done. If you have a vision, if you are VIP, when you see what needs to be done, you get busy, and people will follow your example. Call to be God's VIP. Without guidance, that's the verse. Without guidance from God, this is now a different version, law and order disappear. Isn't that wonderful? We could apply this in our society today. He says, without guidance from God, law and order disappear. A lot of people call themselves protesters, but they are all just anarchists. But God bless everyone who obeys his law. If you want to be a blessed VIP, here is the recipe. That will give you vision. Every believer must be a VIP. God's love is freely giving to how many? Anyone who asks, by his grace, can commit to live a life that reflects God's eternal values. It's very kind of shocking to me that a lot of people claim to have values and they value nothing. I find it kind of amazing that some people claim, you know, they understand the word value, what value means. Values means character, not just possession of something that you can spend. God planned for us to do good things and to live as he has always us wants us to live. In other words, in short, God says, I want to make you to look like me, to live like me. God did not say, I'm going to make you look like me, but to live like somebody else. God wants us to be a reflection of what he is. And that's how we become true VIP. This is why he sent Christ to make us what we are now, by his grace. Called to be God's VIP. Do not copy the behavior of those lunatics that you see always claim to be righteous about something. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world. Why? But let God transform you into a new person. By change the way you think. Isn't that the problem most times in our society today, that we say, that's my opinion? We live in a very opinionated society, we do. I think that's why there's so much hate sometimes. Because everybody has an opinion of what is right. It's not what is important for the community, but what is important for the I. If I think this is right, therefore I rule. And so people don't realize that they are making themselves into an idol. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. For those people that say that the law, don't to keep the commandments, Look what it says here. God's will, it is good, pleasing, and perfect. There's three very distinctive. If one day somebody from another denomination comes to you and says, oh, you're legalistic, show them this verse. Tell them, well, look why I observe the law. Not because I want to be perfect, but because the law is perfect. And when I look into the law shows me my imperfections and motivates me to change, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. That is the description of God's will. That is the description of God himself. He is good, he is pleasing, and he is perfect. Isn't that the Bible says? My Father is perfect. Now, I'd like to give you some examples. I think one name, I'm going to repeat one name here, but anybody heard of a, that's not a job, okay? I know if you're seeking, if you're looking for a job, that is the wrong one. This is Job. I must confess, it is one of the persons in the Bible that I admire the most. I can relate. I can, throughout my whole life, I have seen quite a few things that I can share with the guy. So I really have admiration for this. And I know that he is, in the Bible, one of the most talked about VIP. You know all the story, how he was put in a position to have a lot of money. So he was the VIP before he got himself in trouble and suffering. He was a VIP, but because he was a very important person. But he realized through going through his experience that why he became a really important person is because when he really knew God. And I like that verse when he says, before I knew you only by hearing, but now I know you. And when he says, I know my Redeemer lives, and I shall see him with my own eyes. That is gospel. Right there in the first book of the Bible, because you know that a Job was written before, even Genesis. The oldest book in the Bible. And he said that it was a clear inspiration for the Holy Spirit when he says, I shall see him with my own eyes, on my own flesh. I will see my Redeemer. That's why I like this guy as a VIP. I know that he is God's VIP. What about him? Everybody knows that he had some imperfections. But there are so many things good about him that he is the father of our faith in the sense that that's the way we refer to him as the father of our faith. A great father. Abraham had a lot of struggles. But no matter what happened in his life, he never ceased to be God's VIP. What about this lady? A pagan lady. Oh yes, she was a pagan. From one of the most pagan nations in the world at that time. The Bible even said their worship is one of the most hateful one. They took their babies and put, you know, they had this statue made of iron, and they put fire. And you know when you put a fire on iron for a long time, the iron becomes red, right? And they would take the babies, even it's hard for me even to talk about, take the baby, live baby, and put in the arms that, and barbecue the baby alive. As they would yell and praise a pagan god. That's what and that's where Ruth was from. And yet she was there in a pagan nation, but she has inside of her heart integrity. Why I mention her name? Because sometimes we don't realize that in all the religions, God has some Ruth there too. Ahab, There are many people there that belongs to God. They are part also the VIP of God. That's why in Revelation 18 it says, come out, my people, come out of Babylon. That's why Ruth, I admire Ruth as one of God's VIP, because I like when she said to her mother-in-law, your God is going to be my God. Your nation is going to be my nation. Your people are going to be my people. Your customs, I'm going to be with you no matter where you go. Nothing will separate us. Can you imagine if you, God's VIP, could turn to Jesus Christ at this moment and say the same thing? Lord, whatever you go, I'm going to go. I want to be like you in every sense of the word. How many people today call themselves Christians? They don't want anything to do with Christ. At least not the Christ from the Bible. They may be okay with a Christ that is in an image in a corner of some sanctuary, but they don't want anything to do with the Christ from the Bible. Ruth decided, I want to follow this lady, because her mother-in-law gave a good example, and she wanted to follow her. And credit to Ruth, she came and she became part of the messianic promise that God has established. Now, here's another foreigner. Do you know who this guy is, right? Anybody knows? This is an individual that it shocked me about his life. It's a very short description. Go ahead, brother. Okay. It's a very short description about him, but it's so powerful. I don't know if I motivate you to go and read this story. David did something bad, took his wife away, and, you know, she was taking a bath, and she's Bathsheba, you know, so you know the story. And the guy is a faithful soldier. You know, I feel so sad sometimes when we as a nation do not honor those that serve. This individual served. He was loyal to David, one of the most loyal soldiers that ever David could. Even Joab, there was a relative of David who was, you know, stabbed David in the back before, betrayed David. But this individual, he was so faithful. He's there in a war fighting to protect David's kingdom. And here is David at home stealing his wife. And then David makes this plan to deceive him with the blessings of Bathsheba. He's so naive, he's so good, it would be easy for us to trick him. And they tried. And they couldn't, because the man has so much integrity. One of the men, the most integrity in the Bible in my opinion. And why I'm just going to say this, because they gave him alcohol. They poisoned him to make him weak. And you know what happens to you when you are drunk? I hope nobody here tried to find out. But if you are drunk, you don't have a complete control of your thinking or your actions. And that was the devil's plan. Let's give him alcohol. And David did, and his wife, all that. He was drunk, and yet his integrity was sharp as ever. That is a man of character. That is a VIP. That's the way we should be with our convictions. That's how we honor God when we call ourselves Christian, if we live like Christ. What is the Bible says in 1 Peter? We are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people. Yes, brothers and sisters, chosen. So when you are chosen to do something, remember last week we talked about here Jesus choosing people to come to his banquet? I can't go because I just bought some Lexus. I just bought this van. I cannot go. Oh, I have to do this. Oh, I have some relatives that are coming from another country to visit. I cannot go to church today. All those, I cannot go. You're chosen because God has a purpose for your life. You are not here baptized Seventh-day Adventist just to join a church. God chose you to be here because he wants you in the kingdom, but he wants you with somebody else. He wants you to be a true VIP, royal. Yes, you are related to the King of Kings. That's why you are royal. Holy, because God resides in you and is special. Do you feel special today? I hope you do, because that's what God wants you to be. And then the verse 10, first, this is still 1 Peter, who once were not a people. Yeah, there was before we accept. I remember when, before I became Seventh-day Adventist, you know, when we had no family and everything else, you may think that you're not that important. But the moment that I was baptized, I felt that I had a family. And I did not know that I was going to be adopted by you either. So we all family. And like I said before, we stuck to each other forever. Forever. So we better behave. But are now the people. Before we are not. But now we are. What a change. God gave you a call. God chose you. And you accept to be reborn and to be part of the body of Christ. But now you are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy before, but now you have mercy. God's grace is upon you. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, New King James Version. A place only God's VIP can be. We use this the past 3 weeks. 2 weeks. This is the third week. And I'd like you to look into this very carefully. It says, hearing this, a man sitting at the table with Jesus said this, what a blessing it will be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God. Amen. Let me say this to you, brothers and sisters, only if you are VIP. Amen. Only. That's the only way. And you are to be a VIP, you need to have a vision. You need to have integrity. And you have to have the presence of God in you. That is how you'll be able to be there. Jesus said to all of us, go throughout the whole world and seek for my VIP. Bring them in, because there is still some room. Whatever believes and is baptized will be my VIP. Whatever does not believe will be cast out, will be condemned. Mark 16, verse 15 and 16. And finally, brothers and sisters, watch therefore, the Bible says, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Matthew 24, 42. This is very easy for you to memorize, isn't it? Matthew 2, 4, 42. Easy to memorize. Therefore, watch, for the Lord is coming. Yes, Jesus is inviting you to be his VIP. All God's VIP, please come. The intent for us to preach this message today is for you to have a mindset to come to the table next week. So this message was with the intent to prepare our mind, our state of mind, for the good celebration, great celebration we'll have next week, the communion. Amen. We are all one. Let's sit at the same table. When the roll is called up yonder, what is the answer? I'll be there. Why? I am a VIP, so I will be there. So let's stand and sing in closing our worship service this morning.